John Solomon debuts children's book about free speech, countering censorship. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on May 1, 2023. Just the News CEO and editor-in-chief John Solomon partnered with Brave Books to release Hidden Headlines, a children's book that empowers parents and grandparents to teach new generations about the dangers of censorship and the essential role of free speech in the American experience. As Just the News reported, the book, Hidden Headlines, done in partnership with Brave Books, showcases the Solomon family hamster, Chunk. As a newspaper editor who cannot distribute his hamster headlines news product because an evil koala named Carl has blocked the tubular social media system in the hamster village of Starlet City, an inquisitive detective dog named Seymour Clues cracks the case just in time to thwart Carl's evil plan to flood Starlet City and make citizens dependent on his free kayak program. Solomon was inspired to write the book after dealing with cancel culture and censorship firsthand, stemming from his reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop. When I started to be canceled in 2019, when I was doing the very accurate Hunter Biden stories, but they were not what the mainstream media wanted, there was all this censorship going on. And I'm like, well, where's the outcry? Solomon told Breitbart News. I've wondered where was the outrage, and all of a sudden, I realized there are one or two generations of American students, now young adults, that really weren't taught about the Bill of Rights, Solomon added. They weren't given those essential civics lessons. They didn't think the First Amendment was first for a reason. They didn't even regard free speech as essential. And it just scared the living dickens out of me. Solomon explained he wrote the book to make sure a third generation of Americans isn't taught that it's okay to censor people, that free speech really wasn't that important to our founding fathers. Brave Books is a conservative children's book publishing company that releases pro-America, pro-God, and anti-woke stories. Brave Books founder Trent Albeck told Breitbart News in an interview last year their books are intended to create discussions between the parent and the child in order to turn the parent into the resource their children look to when they have questions about how the world works. And we want children to get their values from their parents and to help facilitate the transmission of values from one generation to the next, instead of going along with this idea that kids are supposed to get their values from culture, because if we do that, we're going to lose our culture, and we're going to lose America, Talbot added. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.